Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast press release. Have all these massacres and crimes not stirred the sense of duty in those with ranks and medals to move in defense of the people of Gaza? At dawn on Tuesday, October 29, 2024, Jewish forces committed yet another horrific massacre by bombing a five-story building belonging to the Abu Nasr family, which housed displaced people in the Beit Lahia project in northern Gaza. This massacre led to the martyrdom of 93 people, including at least 25 children, with over 40 missing and dozens injured, many of whom remain trapped under the rubble. This horrific massacre is part of the genocidal campaign that Jews are waging on northern Gaza, with relentless aerial and artillery bombardments targeting mosques, hospitals, medical teams, killing and detaining dozens, and crippling the ambulance and civil defense systems by targeting their vehicles, headquarters, and personnel with killing and detentions. Shelters, homes and emergency centers are also being targeted, forcing people to repeatedly flee amidst a complete blockade that is preventing the entry of food, medicine, and fuel. All of this is part of a criminal plan to empty the north of its residents and annex it to the Jewish entity under what is known as the quote-unquote General's Plan. All of this ongoing crime and horrifying massacres around the clock, along with the calls and cries for help coming from Gaza in general, and especially from its north, have not stirred the sense of duty among those with ranks and medals to act in their defense. Do their veins not boil with rage as they witness these massacres that would crack stone, let alone human hearts and minds? The words of Allah Almighty have proven true about them in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 74, where He says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Then your hearts became hardened after that, being like stones, or even harder. For indeed there are stones from which rivers burst forth, and there are some of them that split open and water comes out, and there are some of them that fall down for fear of Allah. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. How can they live in peace while the leaders of the Jews boast about committing massacres, most of whose victims are women and children? How can they be at ease while Jews proudly proclaim that their hand reaches every corner of Gaza and beyond, unhindered by anything or anyone? They speak of fulfilling their so-called biblical dreams and establishing their alleged state. Is there not among you one who will stop them, silence their arrogant tongues, and put an end to them after their tyranny and their defilement of the land? They have desecrated the masrah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and shed forbidden blood, whose shedding, according to Allah, is graver than the destruction of the Kaaba. For Allah's sake, answer us. For what purpose did you join the army, bear arms, and train, if not to defend the lands of Muslims, support the oppressed, and respond to the pleas and cries of your suffering brothers? Or did you take up arms only to protect criminal, treacherous regimes that have sold out the land and its people, handed over the masra of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Jews, and exist solely to safeguard their security? Answer us, and look at the heroic actions of a few faithful individuals with limited resources. Look at those whose blood boils at the suffering of their brothers and who carry out operations here and there with the simplest means. So what is your excuse, you who possess tanks and planes? Answer us and prepare a response for your Lord on the Qiyamah Day, Day of Judgment, when He asks you why you obeyed the creation and disobeyed the Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 13, But Allah has more right that you should fear Him if you are truly believers. Do you not fear that Allah may bring down His wrath and punishment upon you in this life before the Akhirah for this betrayal? And by Allah, O Muslims, what are you waiting for to take serious action after all these massacres? Why delay in working to uproot these treacherous, criminal regimes and urging your sons in the armies to move against the Jewish entity to support the people of Gaza and all of Palestine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, verses 38 through 39,
الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
O you who have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told to go forth in the cause of Allah, you adhere heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of worldly life compared to the hereafter except a very little? If you do not go forth, He will punish you with a painful punishment and will replace you with another people, and you will not harm Him at all. And Allah is over all things competent. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.